If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants. Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
This is amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at 97.3.
Memories bring back, yo. Come back over here. Yo. Bring back yo. I've been saying that for a while. Everybody, let's bring back yo. You know, like yo, yo.
I say yo all the time.
Yeah, it's great.
My neighbor, Ben, across the street, I always go, yo, Ben!
Is that the guy you used to think was named Jason or something?
What?
Remember there was a guy on your street that, like, for years you were calling him the wrong name or something?
Oh, no. That's my next door neighbor. At the beach, the apartment.
Okay.
And no, it wasn't. I saw him, and it was just dude, bro, forever, like for years, and I didn't even think anything of it.
Yo.
It didn't matter. But I truly remembered his name as Justin. So when it came time to actually first name him, I was like, Justin, and he went, nope.
Oh,
Jared, and I went,
Jetted.
F. You got to be kidding me.
You're one of those J names.
But it was partly because we went, and I'm sure everyone went through this on their own in different ways. We went through the pandemic,
yeah,
and we weren't seeing people as often, and it was already someone that was sort of a fringe friend. Like,
yeah,
we live near each other, but we don't hang.
Right.
So, you know, hey.
From far away. Hey, how you doing?
Right, exactly.
Mask on.
Hey. And then when it came, you know, 5 years had passed or whatever it's been, and I throw a Justin out there, he's like, No. And I was like, wow, that's terrible.
You know, I had a moment at the airport when I was heading to New York. I definitely recognized this lady who was in line with her family in front of us. Blonde chick. I'm looking at her.
Someone who listens, you mean?
Maybe. Like, she and I, we looked at each other. She gives me a little smile. I give her a little smile. And I'm like, I know her. I just don't know where I know her from, what context I know her in, and whether or not I should know her name. And I really, it was, so to the pretty blonde lady with your lovely family in line in front of me in the airport, I apologize for not remembering why I know you. I recognize your face. But then it was like a little bit of time. I was like, I think I might know her. And I'm like, you know, glancing at her and stuff, making her feel really comfortable, I'm sure. Like, why is that lady looking at me? Maybe I don't know her. She just looks like people. I don't know. Anyway, I never knew her name. It's not Jared. That's for sure.
Well, anyway, tell me a story.
Okay. Well, first I'm going to give you some tickets. You want tickets for Alice in Winterland?
I think I'm good, but yeah, you know what? I will take another pair.
Okay, great. Well, you just have to enter
bring
the code
a few,
word.
What?
All day long. All day long, all week long.
Oh.
From 6 a.m. every hour till 6 p.m. with Janie. We got code words, and you enter them in to win a pair of tickets for our sold-out Alice in Winterland, sponsored by Macy's. And you'll be qualified to win a meet-and-greet with One Republic. Alice in Winterland stars One Republic, Andy Grammer, whose birthday is today. Happy birthday, Andy. And Haven Madison. December 13th, it's next Friday at the Paramount Theater in Oakland. It's sponsored by Sonic the Hedgehog 3, Jack's Restaurant and Bar, and Public Market Emeryville. This hour's code word is joy to the world. Joy. Oh, my friend Joy. I was talking to Joy this morning. J-O-Y, Joy. Text the code word joy to our contest line, 20357. You'll be entered to win. Today's Giving Tuesday and National Make a Gift Day, which sounds kind of like the same thing. National Make a Gift. Or maybe it's actually physically hand make a gift. Could that be it?
That's what I would assume.
Okay. 22 shopping days till Christmas. I feel like I have my shopping done, but I probably, You know what I just realized? I didn't get anything from my parents. God, you guys are a pain in the ass. So my mom's birthday is right around the corner too. I have things to do. 28 days to New Year's. And then we'll be out of this year. This was a weird year for us as a show. As we had some crazy ass happen.
Well, it's been a weird string of years, I would say.
Mm-hmm. I'm with you.
Dating back to the pandemic and through, it's been like
can I just get a solid year?
I'm looking for 20.
Come on, 2025.
I really have high hopes.
Me too.
By the way, December 3rd is this day is for people to create gifts for their loved ones buying something.
All right, now I'll make my mom something. That'll be easy. Thanksgiving is in the rear view over here. You know, things are rolling in, like Arnold Schwarzenegger got swatted, apparently, on Thanksgiving Day. That's got to be annoying. Apparently, a couple months back, as football season was getting underway, Travis Kelce's mom, Donna, was asked, you know, do you think you guys will be hanging with Taylor over the holiday? And she was like, you know, she's really busy. She's really busy. So that's probably not going to happen. And I would assume that in that family, they're careful to not to give away all of the details and information, et cetera. And so I guess it's, for me, I'm like not that surprised. They've been together well over a year now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure that they make the time that they need to see each other. But it sounds like Taylor sent her private jet to pick up everybody in the family. Not that she needed to. Maybe they got on their own private jets. They're all very rich people. But they all came to Taylor's parents' house in Nashville. Or probably Taylor's house. I'm not sure. The house where Taylor has Thanksgiving in Nashville is where the whole family, the extended family, the brother and his wife and kids. And I don't think Patrick Mahomes and his wife were there. They probably have a family. But they probably wanted to be there. Probably really, really wanted to be there, but no. The Kelces and the Swifts spent Thanksgiving together, which is, it's very sweet.
Yeah.
And it must be really fun to be a billionaire. Like, she's a billionaire. She's like, you know what I want? 10 turkeys. And I want you to build me a big commercial kitchen out back where 10 chefs can prepare them, each in a different way. Like, whatever you can dream up, you can have it. Because you're a billionaire.
I bet she had turducken. That's the fanciest of all the...
Is it fancy?
It's the fanciest, I think, of all the meats.
What makes it fancy? Is it the stuffing of the one meat into the other meat?
Yeah.
You know, Vinny, I know you're saying not looking for any new meats, but maybe turducken's the thing for you.
I don't think so.
It feels like a nice combo of all the bird meats.
I'm going to pass.
Are there other bird meats besides those three?
There's Cornish game hens. There's
those
pheasant.
Those are kind of chicken. Oh, pheasant, sure.
There's
pheasant.
Goose.
Oh, yeah. Never mind. There's I just really, I really narrowed it down to just like the main three barnyard animals.
And he's not looking for any new meats.
Though. Yeah, he doesn't.
I'm really not.
Do you like duck though?
No.
You ever go? Oh,
no. 408 says, Vinny, you cracked me up yesterday. I was literally standing in the Ace Hardware Scotts Valley queue line. And just laughed out loud as you were talking about what they've done.
God.
They've done this complete Z, letter Z, for what should be a simple little line.
Yeah.
And instead, they've turned it into this extra.
It's the final stopping shopping. And you know the crazy thing about some of those things is they've got nothing to do with what else is going on in the store. They do it at bookstores and stuff. Stores. They do it at Cost Plus. They do it at Joann's. Like, I mean, it's just Like,
I don't go to all those stores, right. But I definitely know it's happened at my Ace.
And they don't have room for it at my Ace. There's like, mine's in a really old building and it's just doesn't have it.
Darren, Scotts Valley, what's
up, buddy?
Hey,
what's up, bud? Thanks for the backup on that. Anyway, the Kelsey's and the Swifts.
I just had to get you off the meats. Sorry.
That's all right. Please don't try to get me off the meats. I'm really into the meats. Settled on meat. This is not good news. Do you know who Danny Pintaro is? Does the name ring a bell at all?
I think I do.
No. I mean, I could sit here and make guesses. It does sound familiar, but I don't know.
He's the little kid on Who's the Boss.
Yeah, I don't know.
I think his older sister was Alyssa Milano. Is that her name?
Yes. Yeah, he was the young kid.
On the show.
On the show. Yes, on the show. So he's a very, very cute little kid. And he, you know, that
show.
Why
is he in the hospital?
He almost died after a scooter accident. I know. So it happened on Thanksgiving. And I guess they had a day, and then he was on a scooter on Thursday night. He said, the bike lane I was riding in was suddenly blocked with cones. Like they mysteriously appeared. Suddenly blocked with cones, and I was forced to choose between a van and a pylon. So, and he chose the cones, chose the pylons, and he says, the pylons hurt. Mm.
The van would hurt too, but okay.
A van, I think he made
helmet?
The right. It doesn't say if he had a helmet on. However, he didn't have a head injury. What happened was he thought he was fine. So his arm hurt. He hurts himself. He doesn't go to the hospital. By Friday, he's like, okay, I'm feeling a little better. On Saturday, he develops chest pains. I know. Chest, stomach, shoulders, and he starts having trouble breathing. So he goes to the hospital finally, and he finds out he's got some kind of a tear in his stomach lining from the accident. Like landed on a pylon and it ripped his stomach. So he needed to have emergency surgery. He had an infection in his bloodstream from a tear in his stomach lining.
Oof.
And he said that if he'd waited any longer, he could have died. He's still in the hospital.
It's weird how your body like has a way of telling you, get the heck to the doctor, because that's always the way the person goes. Well, if I'd have given it one more second or one more, but your body's letting you know.
Yeah.
Your body's saving your life.
You know, in modern medicine, I mean, holy crap. Because you put somebody in front of me and they're all like, owie. Like, I would be like, wow, this sucks because I have no idea what to do. Do I call Deepak? Like, he's the closest. Imagine, you know, 100 years ago, this guy dies.
Deepak would take your call, by the way. He really likes you.
Oh, I really like him too. Hey, Deepak.
Do you use your friend as a personal?
I never ask him any medical questions.
I use my cousin all the time.
Ever.
John calls my cousin. I call him. He's a gastroenterologist. I'm like, hey, listen, this is going on. He's like, please, I don't want to know. I really don't want to help you. But then he does. You know, Ben, if you ever have a head and neck problem, you got to call Deepak. And he would want you to. He's a doctor. He's a surgeon. He's a healer. And he would know where to refer you.
I have a doctor. And not that I don't try. I actually would use him, but he's far away, first of all. And also, I have a doctor. Mm.
We're so lucky. Like, really?
Yeah.
Think about what modern, like, this guy has a tear. Like, how did they even find that? How do they figure that out? What the hell happened?
I told you, his body saved his life.
But I'm saying, like, okay, now the guy shows up at the hospital and he's like, ow, my stomach hurts. You know what? Thank you to everybody who spent all that time and money getting some kind of a medical degree, whether it's a full-on doctor or surgeon or you're a nurse.
Thanks,
of
Doc.
Some kind. Thank you guys
Thanks,
so
nurse.
Much because, you know, in our roughest moments, you're the ones. Thank you.
Yeah, my friend Seth that was just visiting, he's a nurse.
Oh.
And he...
What kind of nurse do you know?
I think he does ER.
Oh.
He was working through COVID, though, and he was one of the guys who was like, dude, you don't... Whenever I hear people with this, that's not real, that's not happening. He's like, I'm in the ER and we're pulling people off machines to get another person on a machine because this person's not coming back. Like the things we've been dealing with daily.
Oh my God.
And then hearing this nonsense denier crap. So he's definitely been through it as but he was talking about my buddy who had a heart attack
mm.
and talking to him and knows everything.
Oh, Billiam and Seth are also friends?
Yeah, yeah, we all grew up together.
Oh, okay.
We're all from the same group of pukes that, you know.
So Billiam calls Seth and he's all like.
And Seth was, you know, listen, let me find out what this is, what that is. And like, yep, they took good care of you and you're on the right track. But my friend Billy, by the way, if you didn't hear, he had a heart attack recently and he's in good shape.
Like great shape.
Like really great shape. So it makes no sense, but it happened. And he's still, yesterday he's like, I was there for the whole thing. I still can't believe it happened. And now they're talking to me about how my life's going to change and how I have to go to cardiac like rehab. And he's like, I don't want to do any of this.
Oh no.
I don't want to do that.
You have to, had a heart attack.
Yeah, no, he's trying to come to grips with it, but that's what I'm saying. He's in full denial.
Can't they like, just clean him out and send him on his way?
That's what he thinks.
Yeah.
Yeah. Turns out he's got.
I mean, the guy, for God's sake, he had a Widowmaker and he paddled to shore, got on his bike, rode home. I assume stripped off his surf clothes.
They say one of the big things.
Drove himself to the hospital.
Is the wound in his groin where they put the stent in.
Oh.
They go through the artery in there.
Uh-huh.
And he's like, this artery, there's a wound there and I have to protect it because if it were to open up.
All your blood would fall out.
It like shoot out.
Oh boy.
Like it's one of those big ones.
Like full on vena cava or something. Yeah. So he also made a side stop on his way to the ER, right? Didn't he, you say he went to urgent care
he
first?
He went to urgent and they said.
And they're like, get out of here.
You can't be here. And they said, let us get you an ambulance. And he said, I can't. No.
Yeah, I'll just continue to drive myself around. Is he the whole time like clutching Elizabeth?
No, I don't think it was like that. But I was not there.
God,
I was
Billy.
In Tahoe with my family.
Freaking Billy. Scaring us all to death.
Anyway.
We made out. It felt great.
She was there. She showed up.
She showed up.
She had his back, which I'm very happy to hear.
He has grown kids?
He does.
Where were they?
At college.
Oh, I guess. It's funny to think, you know, when stuff happens, you have to decide if you're going to tell your kids or not. You know, like you don't want to worry your kids. But also you do want, you know, sympathy and attention. There's that.
Right.
I just, you know, if your kids are off at college, maybe you just go, I'll just wait. I think I'm going to make it through this. And
I might be one of the first people he talked to. And I was in Tahoe. Like, what can I do?
He texts you like, hey, man, you weren't picking up. So I just thought I'd tell you.
I'm having a heart attack.
In the hospital what? Right now.
Might die. Just wanted you to know.
Anyway, come on. Tell me a story. So this kid's okay?
Yeah,
is he all right?
He'll be okay.
He's going to be fine. Okay, good.
Let's see what else I got time for. Yesterday we talked a little bit about how I was looking at Ariana Grande. I was just, you know, going through Ariana Grande's Instagram. As you do, you get on somebody's page and you start going through all their pictures and stuff. And she posts a ton of stuff, like tons of galleries. And I'm looking at all this stuff about Wicked. And I realize as I'm a few posts in, I'm like, there is not a single picture of this Ethan Slater guy on any of this. In most of them, she's hugging that guy, Jonathan, whatever his name is. I can't think of it now. Fierro. And then there's another one where she's like hugging Jonathan Bailey, maybe, her co-star. And you can tell that Ethan Slater's also in the hug, but kind of like you can't see any.
Cropped out.
Kind of cropped out.
Mm.
So I thought, oh, no. You know, at the end, she has no problem cutting someone when she's done with them. And she seems really into this other guy. But however.
Who was gay, by the way?
Jonathan Bailey's gay, yeah. And you're like, well, that's too bad. I was sort of hoping that she'd screw that guy over since he screwed his wife over.
Well, don't worry. I just think, you know, like we...
Like it's coming.
Who's that country star that made the news because he dumped the podcaster or whatever?
Zach
or
Bryan.
She was like, yeah. I'm going to tell everyone what a jerk you are.
Amanda Chicken Fry.
Whatever her name is.
Yeah, Brianna Chicken Fry.
Brianna.
Like, yeah. This guy's going to be no different.
Mm.
He's going to get cut by Ariana. She's going to move right on down the road. And we're all going to be like, I can't. No, we can believe it.
Totally
she's done
it
a dozen times.
She does it whenever she feels like, okay, I'm done with
and
this guy.
And that super celebrity thing.
She
is
has a
just...
song called Thank You, Next.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Oh, wait, that's not the...
Anyway. Apparently, it's still on because Ariana Grande and Ethan Slater were spotted Christmas tree shopping together. It looks like they're in, I don't know, New York.
He's pretty goofy looking.
He's super goofy
looking. Who's the redhead? It must be a sister, huh?
You know, she's not tagged in the photo, and people are even asking that. Like, who's that? It could be someone that she's just, oh, hold on. She might be Ali Buska.
Oh, yeah.
That's her post.
She's just some lady who found Ariana and Ethan and took a picture.
Oh, yeah, that's her. Ali Buska.
She might just be a fan.
Thinking because she has red hair, so does he. It might be his sister.
Oh, she's only got 1,300
followers. She has 1,300
followers.
That's how we know she's a rando.
Oh.
That they ran into.
But 1,300's pretty good.
1,300?
Isn't it?
Nah.
Does the average person have 1,300 followers?
I don't know. I don't really know.
If you're posting pictures of Ariana Grande, that follower should go
up. Yeah, that'll jump up. Right. Although, sometimes she's only got 35 posts on there. I feel like she just started on this. Anyway, whatever.
Anyway.
Who knows? She found her, and we're talking about Ali Buska, whoever that is. So there you go. They're still together, Vin, at least through Christmas, because they're getting a tree together. They'll probably break up by Valentine's Day, right? Okay, what you got coming up?
Oh, geez.
I know, but look at the time, as usual.
What kind of segue is that? You want to feel more appreciated at work? I've got the answer right here.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's. So thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code MAN at checkout. That's harrys.com, code MAN. Enjoy!
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
I've been working with a nurse dietitian for the last 6 months, and it's been life-changing. I've lost weight, healed my relationship with food, and have way more energy. Working with a dietitian online to create a personalized nutrition plan was so easy thanks to Nourish. The best part? I pay $0 out of pocket because Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
What?
Wake up!
Thank you.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.
La, 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 la. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Check us out live on our free Odyssey app. It's time for the news.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Symphony San Jose. Join in on the holiday fun at the San Jose Nutcracker at the California Theater from December 14th through December 23rd. Go to symphony-sanjose.org to get your tickets today. That's symphony-sanjose.org.
.org.
For your tickets to the Nutcracker in San Jose. Okay.
I'm going to get you a new
I don't. Well, don't. Here's what's happening. We're still a half hour away from the sunrise, but should be sunny and in the 60s today, depending on where you're at. Warmer.
Yesterday
cooler.
Was absolutely fantastic.
Beautiful. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yep.
After being on the East Coast, it is heaven.
Spectacular.
Heaven.
Yep.
Almost heaven.
I dropped my California. Car off for repair and walked back in just chilling.
Mm.
Really nice. Car drove it in today. Seems to be working.
Mm. Knock wood. My engine light came on this morning. I don't know what that means. I know it's never come on before.
Oh,
you have to get rid of it now.
Yeah, I guess I got to throw it out.
Real quick, the Monday night football game actually turned out to be fun.
Oh,
it was pretty good. The Broncos beat the Browns 41-32, but it was competitive and it was back and forth and kind of fun.
Well, you do love football.
I do. That's not one I expected to be worth watching. So, this story is a saga.
Okay. Like,
it's a long
one. So buckle
in. Well, I don't really. I'm not the best person to get to all of this. It's really been long, ongoing.
Okay.
Did you hear about the Hawaiian woman that went missing in L.A.?
No.
Did you hear about it?
Was she a hiker?
She's not a hiker, but they say, okay, so Hawaiian woman Hannah Kobayashi was on her way to New York to visit family and do some sightseeing.
For Thanksgiving?
Vacationing.
Is this a recent
This was recent enough. Looks like mid-November is when this thing started.
So she leaves Hawaii, she lands in L.A.
And she lands in L.A., and doesn't get on her connecting flight. And the family's worried. And they're getting some texts from her that they feel like are like they don't sound like her.
Oh.
This woman is 30 years old. So she's not a child.
But she's, you know.
Nowadays.
She's still young.
Yeah, she's still young. But nowadays, by 30, you think people know well enough. I mean, in their 20s.
Right.
All right, but, you know.
In their 20s, they choose the man. In their 30s, they choose the bear. So, all right.
Saga music.
Oh, okay.
Oh, well, that's nice.
Well, this doesn't, there's a lot of, maybe we shouldn't have saga music.
Like, okay. This is like this not, too much fun.
This is, yeah. All I mean,
right.
All I just wanted to bring you up on this story because it's been ongoing. It's, and there's a point to me mentioning this for sure. So footage viewed by There she was in LAX. Then she was spotted at the Grove, a popular shopping area in LA.
So they've got her on surveillance
video.
They've
seen her around, and the family's like, we're not in touch with her. We don't understand why she didn't get on the plane.
Right.
We think there's foul play involved.
These don't sound like they're text messages from her.
None of these things are all adding up, and it's looking very strange to the family who's in Hawaii And they decide, a few of them, including the dad, come to California to look for her.
Right.
Okay? At some point, the dad suicides. He's so freaking bummed that his daughter's missing, and they have decided there's foul play. She is missing, and they're freaking out.
That seems highly illogical to me.
Then the latest is she was seen crossing the border into Mexico, and the police now believe she was looking to disconnect. She was just trying to get lost.
As in, I'm going to go to New York for a while, lands in L.A., and finds her way out of there.
They say
never
she
to be seen
knowingly
again.
Departed LAX after checking her bag to her connecting flight to New York from Maui, but then had them pull that back. Got her bag, got a bus ticket to the border, and ended up at the border crossing in San Ysidro, California, which is right at the border, basically. It's San Diego, okay. But the border. The next morning, she took the bus, crossed the border, and they have no evidence of human trafficking, foul play, and they don't even know if this young lady knows that her dad, in his grief and worry and concern, took his own life. So this woman is, as the police are now saying it, is out there, alive, doing whatever she's doing. And I one of the reasons why I think this story is important is tell your parents what you need to go do. Like, just tell them. If you want to go get lost, just tell them. This is gonna, when she, if she doesn't already know, and if she does, she might be like, I can never go back now.
Right.
Because of the guilt that she's probably going to feel. But either way, they're saying she expressed, they have through the police, through following her, trying to track her, say she's expressed desire to step away from modern connectivity and is trying to get lost, apparently. Whether or not that sounds...
But isn't saying I'm trying to escape my family.
No. Nope.
Okay.
They're now disappearing her. They're now classifying her disappearance as voluntary and that she has a right to privacy. So they're all stepping back.
Right.
And they don't even know if she knows what's happened to her dad. But this story, if you haven't followed it, has been an ongoing saga in the news. And it sounds like she intentionally missed her flight. She intentionally has gone across the border into Mexico. And meanwhile, her family has been, they've had a complete, for lack of a better word, manhunt going up for this lady. Yes. And she's...
I have to say, and I don't know this story, but when I hear that the father comes to LA to look for her and commits suicide, I think she's escaping that family. There's something going on there. That is someone who is severely mentally ill.
I don't know.
I feel like you, if you're looking for someone, you're not... You're in LA looking and you decide now's the end. I give up on me and everything else. This is a woman who, okay, fine. She's looking for less connectivity. She's looking to lose that family.
Maybe.
She escaped from
them. I'm surprised neither of you have heard this story because it's been, and I'm sure our texters, there's people out there who follow.
I have
this.
Their thoughts, I'm sure.
I mean, then here's someone saying the same thing. What if she was running away from her dad?
Anybody who, I feel like that is such an illogical reaction to what's, like, I would, if something happened to one of my kids, or they're gone, they're missing, and I don't know where what's become of them, I am looking for them for the rest of my life. I'm not just ending my life.
Yeah, I don't know. But I thought that story is so tragic, but also so, like, the message I would give.
Well, it's mind-twisting.
And you might be right. You might, I didn't
who knows?
Look into what that family is or what could have. But I just thought, you know, a young person just wants to disappear and have a romantic sort of like thing,
eat, pray,
like
love.
A getaway, right. Their own little adventure.
Their own experience.
And maybe felt like it's best that I don't have, you know, my family on my shoulder the whole time.
Right.
But you got to just say, I need to be disconnected. I need to go do this. I'm on a trek. I'm on a journey. I'm going to, because man, the LAPD's been had a full-blown hunt for this lady, and it turns out she was headed across the border.
Mm.
Eek. So there's that.
Well, I will be interested to hear what textures have to say about that.
I'll be interested to hear where the story goes.
Right.
Like, can you imagine if you were just trying to get away and that's what happened?
But back to your initial thought, which is tell your effing parents.
Mm-hmm.
Tell your effing parents.
Yeah.
Love them, hate them, whatever your relationship is. Leave a note that says, listen, you guys, I don't come looking for me.
I'm going to find me.
Don't you try to find me. I'm going to find me.
Right.
You're not what I want. I'm looking for something else.
I didn't even look into it the way you did because I was like.
Well, I heard the suicide thing and went, uh-oh.
I don't know. I don't know about it. Okay.
Yeah.
There's that. There's no more information other than she's now been seen crossing the border. And that's all
and
they
they've
know
stopped
is she's somewhere
hunting.
In Mexico.
She's,
right.
So did somebody talk to her though? And she was like, or they're saying this is voluntary. She's not, she got her bag herself.
They
she
didn't talk to her. They're saying based on the clues that they've been able to find via text and other.
Plus she's in another country now.
They're saying she pulled her bag off that flight.
Right.
And she's not with anyone else.
Right.
Like the family thought she was with. Anyway, that's the story.
All right.
A poll asked people what it would take for them to feel more appreciated at work. Every single one of them said a raise.
The money. Money.
Every single one of
Thanks
them.
Thanks for your appreciation.
Said,
let me see that in my paycheck.
Yeah, I can't pay bills with a trophy.
For how much you like me.
I remember early in radio, there were so many perks, but even the perks you got, the concert tickets and the CDs, you're like, I still can't pay my cable bill with that.
Right. Hey, cable guy, will you take these tickets? It's going to be a great show.
It's Electric Love Hogs. You're going to love them.
Oh, my gosh.
I used to sell the extra CDs we got.
Yeah. Well, they always had those promo cuts in them. So,
yeah.
You know, you could only take them to certain stores.
Yeah.
Like Tower Records wasn't going to take them.
Lou's Records in Leucadia. How you doing? Anyway, one of the most common complaints about work is not feeling appreciated. That might be a failure of management. They might not care about you. They just might not.
Right.
A poll asked some people what it would take for them to feel more appreciated at work. A personal thank you from their boss directly would help. Being able to easily communicate with their coworkers and boss, they say, is another thing that would help them feel more appreciated.
Someone who's responsive to things that you bring up.
Mm, okay.
Maybe, right?
Yeah, no, that.
You wrote to your boss and your boss wrote you right back and addressed your concerns.
Being appreciated by their peers, customers, or the public.
Mm. Well, good luck with that.
Being paid a living wage.
Mm.
Or being given a regular raise. How is that at four? Because then no one felt like they could say it, you know, straight up, right out front.
I guess.
That's why we do this.
You're saying that one really wasn't that. I thought you were saying that was the number one. I thought we were starting at number one.
No. I think that in my
That's how you show appreciation. Yeah, you pay them more.
Yeah. Come on, man.
But you can't always afford that. You know, you're a small business owner and you really appreciate. So you got to find other ways to appreciate, show your employees appreciation.
But if you're a big, huge company.
Yeah. Let's show some appreciation.
See some trickle down.
Yeah.
Having a flexible work schedule is on the list. Respect for your time outside of your working hours.
Mm-hmm.
Having a wellness program offered through the workplace.
As long as it's not mandatory.
Company-wide and or team-wide shout-outs on the list of ways to feel appreciated in the workplace.
We do a little of that here, you know.
Oh, yeah.
When we do these big staff meetings, there's, you know, some full-on, although we have a new overlord.
In-house.
Her name is Kieran.
It's a delight.
She is a delight. Actually, she's worked here longer than we have.
I am very excited for your speech tomorrow.
Oh,
I can't wait.
I'm not doing a speech. Stop with that. Stop it.
What?
No.
I thought that was on the agenda.
No, it isn't. I immediately wrote back and said, I don't like public speaking. I'm not doing that.
It's going to be epic.
I said, Vinny will be great. I'm not doing it.
Can't wait.
You know what? Don't even say it. Don't make me do this. I'm freaking out right now. I'm not doing it.
You cannot wait, right?
It's not happening. You know who should do it? Maddie, he's on the show. What does the future of the Sarah and Vinny show look like? Maddie, take it away.
Winning an internal award like MVP or Employee of the Month. Also on the list of
That's
ways
nice.
To feel more appreciated. 13% say winning a trophy.
Well, everyone likes trophies.
You know. No, we don't.
I have a work trophy cabinet at home.
Hello, PG&E. Will you take this trophy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a plastic with like a plastic wood base.
It's at least $20 off my bill, wouldn't you say?
I mean, it's a good one. I'll get it engraved with your name. I'll scratch out my name and put your name on there.
Good grief. I mean, okay. If you say so.
Oh, my God. My heart is just pounding now.
Why?
Because I'm not doing that thing.
Oh, we can't wait. How about a fast fact?
I love fast facts. You know that.
I do too, if I could find
my fast. Fast. There we go. Technically, peanuts are not nuts. Oh. They don't meet the botanical definition, which is a fruit whose ovary wall becomes hard at maturity.
Oh, that sounded dirty.
God. Oof.
Wait
they
a
also grow in the ground.
Calm down.
So they are classified as legumes.
Oh.
What was that again?
A fruit whose ovary wall becomes hard at maturity.
Oh, yeah. Huh.
So you're telling me that when I crack a nut, I'm cracking the hard ovary wall?
Yeah.
Of the mature fruit?
You make it sound great. Say it again.
I'm not saying it again.
Harder. Americans spend about 37 billion hours total waiting in line every year.
Collectively.
Yeah,
I assume.
Americans.
It just feels like we're spending 37 billion hours in this line. Well, I mean, that's why it's so nice that they put out all the little tchotchkes you can buy on your way up to the register, Vin.
Right. Our text number is 800-400-3697. My work hasn't given anyone a raise in over 5 years. Well, I mean,
the
maybe
pandemic
they're not
really
in a,
hurt some
yeah,
people.
Maybe they're not in a position to. I actually understand that. It'd be nice for them to address it occasionally, though. Like, hey, we realize you've been, you know, locked in at one thing and we just got to get to the black before we can do what would,
yes,
you know, make you really feel appreciated around here.
I mean, the world really has changed so much since 2019.
Oh, 415. Can you record Sarah's speech at the meeting and post it on the Alice Insta? Or better yet, go live. That'd be classic.
You know, it'd actually be easier for me if we did do it live.
You're going to do it live!
If I had headphones and a microphone, I am like, I'm the bravest person, but you put me in front of a room full of my peers. I'm literally sweating right now thinking about it. Like I'm not doing it. It's like the weirdest phobia for someone who does what I do to have, but I'm not doing it. So have a great time with it, Vin. I'll cheer you on. Maddie and I will sit on the sidelines cheering
don't
for you.
Don't worry.
You love talking. This is right up your alley.
They don't want me to do that. They want you to do
no,
that.
No, they don't. They asked you and you're trying to throw it on me.
They didn't ask
me. Yes, they did.
I didn't see an email about it. So.
Yeah, it was just me and Vinny. And the first thing I thought was, why didn't this go to Maddie? Let Maddie do it. Jesus.
Oh. So you have to do it.
I mean,
it's going to be great.
I immediately wrote back and said, I'm not doing this. I don't like public speaking.
What was the, what exactly did she ask you to say?
Like
a pep speech? Like go, go, rah, rah?
Hang on.
Go company?
Damn thing.
Go full Braveheart, would you? Would you get on a horse and paint your face blue and just really rally the troops? It'd be awesome.
Yeah, I don't even know if I have the email still on.
It's okay. I just wondered.
And actually, Kieran and Michael who are asking Vinny to do it.
So they're not.
Vinny will have
they're
to do
asking
it.
You, believe me.
Why were you on there then, Vinny? And you were first.
No, I was not.
You're Vinny and Sarah. One of you should talk. Vinny, mostly.
Said that.
Yes, they did.
You're first on the billing.
Well,
trust me.
You know what? And I'm last on the podium.
You're the big shot around here. Believe me.
Well, I'm good. Then I'm calling in my big shotness by saying I'm not doing that.
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Oh my God. Let me look.
Sarah's speech.
Oh my God.
What?
Wake up.
Thank you.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, throw deep to left.
Ohtani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped death at the hands of the Manson family? But what about the real-life brutal murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.